Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome, one and all, this Friday, August 23rd, as we close out the work week for many. So I actually have to come in tomorrow for a bit here and conduct a weekend interview here on campus. So, you know, the work week is not over for some, but for most, Friday will close things out, of course. Boy, gorgeous weather. I've been with you enough times. You know, I dislike, I don't want to use the word hate, I really dislike the heat. And so summer is not my favorite part of the year. I enjoy winter and actually fall. I'm weird that way. But down here in Hillsdale, yesterday it was only about 75. It looks like the rest of the weekend and into early next week are about the same. And then I look to the future forecast, the seven-day outlook. I see highs in the 60s. We are headed in the right direction in my mind. Yes, next Sunday. I mean, that's far out. Things can change. Next Sunday, a high of 64. Wow. Here in Hillsdale. I can handle that. No doubt about it. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, Ashkan Kazarian, Director of Civil Liberties at Tech Freedom. We'll talk with him. Hey, the Democratic National Convention this next year in 2020, you guys might know it's in Milwaukee. And if you've never been to Milwaukee, it's a nice city. What does Alice Cooper say about it in Wayne's World, the only city in the U.S. to elect two socialist mayors, something along those lines? But it's still a nice place. And I have many friends in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, growing up and living in Illinois. But one of the reasons it's in Wisconsin, of course, is the state was completely and utterly forgotten about by Hillary Rodham Clinton in 2016 during her campaign for the Oval Office. And now, you know, Democrats want to win back that red state. And by holding their convention in the Midwest and in Wisconsin, maybe all will be forgiven. Report yesterday, Nick Rowan actually writing this at the Free Beacon, a Hillsdale graduate, a recent Hillsdale graduate. Nick Rowan at the Free Beacon, nearly half of the Milwaukee DNC delegations will stay in Illinois. Now, to be fair, they will be more welcome in Illinois than Wisconsin, perhaps. Wisconsin still has a large percentage of Republicans and is a red state based on the last election. Illinois is a deep blue state and about as blue as you can be. And so they'll feel more comfortable. They did some really amazing advanced reconnaissance on this. If you recall back in 2011, when Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin was trying to enact his Act 10 reforms, reforming schools and the teachers unions and giving more power back to workers and individuals. Great reforms that had amazing results, by the way, in Wisconsin. Democrats fled the state. Do you remember this? It's 8 years ago now, which is hard to imagine. It seems like it just happened. Democratic state senators in Wisconsin left Madison and fled to Illinois to avoid having a quorum to take a vote on issues in Madison. And so they came down. They came down to Rockford, and they came down to the northern suburbs of Chicago, and they stayed, and they would not go back. And there was one, I will never forget this, John Erpenbach. I remember his name even. John Erpenbach, a Wisconsin state senator, was forced to call his mom. And I can't recall if this was in how we found out about this. He had to call his parents in Wisconsin to wire him money because he ran out of money while staying in Illinois. Hard times for Wisconsin state senators. Anyway, that was 8 years ago. But 8 years ago, they were planning. They were looking at hotels. They were going through northern Illinois. Where are the best places to stay when the Democrats are here in 2020? All right, they may have had different motives. Anyway, nearly half of the delegations headed to the July 2020 Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee will be housed in Illinois, some staying in hotels as far away as the Chicago suburbs. Take the train up to Milwaukee. Rosemont, which is it's just outside O'Hare Airport, so there's tons of hotels and shops and restaurants. And Lake County, that's just north of Chicago in northern Illinois, are assigned 26 of the 56 delegations scheduled to meet in Wisconsin. A drive from Rosemont to Milwaukee will take about an hour and 20 minutes without traffic. And one thing you have to know about Illinois and Chicago especially is there's always traffic. So it will take more than an hour and 20 minutes. The DNC stated it's working to support delegations that are farther away with scheduled transportation services to get them in the convention for their caucus and before the opening gavel. None of the delegations, now this I don't understand, maybe it's there's some sort of logistics reason, none of those delegations were assigned to nearby Wisconsin cities, none in Wisconsin or Racine or Kenosha or Sheboygan. The DNC assigning hotels for the convention during its 2019 summer meeting in San Francisco, running yesterday through Saturday. A list obtained by the Journal Sentinel in Milwaukee shows that the delegation's sleeping arrangements will be divided into seven groups, some housed in downtown Milwaukee, some near the Milwaukee airport, some of the Milwaukee suburbs, and the rest, about half, assigned to counties in Illinois. If you're coming from Alaska, Arkansas, Colorado, Connecticut, Hawaii, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, New Mexico, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Utah, all of you will be in Lake County, just north of Chicago. In Rosemont, Alabama, American Samoa, Georgia, Guam, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Tennessee, Washington, Wyoming, California, Florida, and Texas. You are all going to be, if you're a Democratic delegate, and if you are, you might not be listening to this show, I understand that, in Illinois and not in Wisconsin. So even with the plans in place, Democrats still can't seem to find Wisconsin on a map, or at least nearby Wisconsin cities that aren't Milwaukee, I suppose. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, maybe more depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. And remember, great training programs available too. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on MichiganConstruction.com. Friday morning, I'm Scott Bertram. In for Steve, this is the Steve Gruber Show.